Proclamation number 3405 of 14th of January, 1945. Spiritual inertia. It is a certain spiritual inertia if the human being does not deal with questions which concern his purpose of earthly life, his relationship with the Creator and the Eternal Creator Himself. And therefore these questions cannot be answered as long as he does not raise them himself. It is a spiritual inertia for which he is to answer, because he is endowed with the gifts of intellect, because the ability to think was given to him, and he is also constantly led into situations in life where these questions arise again and again. Thus his will only needed to become active to take a stand on all questions which help him to spiritual realization. As soon as he only once directs his thoughts into the spiritual realm, he will also be stimulated from the spiritual side, and the spiritual inertia is remedied. Pondering sets in, he will mentally answer his questions himself, as he believes. Yet the answers are already mental transmissions from the spiritual kingdom, in accordance with his desire for truth and his innermost nature. For the human being is considered by spiritual beings who correspond to his own nature. Serious desire for truth grants access to beings which are full of truth and can distribute it. But anyone who desires truth simultaneously strives towards God, because God is the eternal truth himself. And anyone who strives towards God is also inclined towards good, and consequently spiritual forces connected to God will also consider him and thus enlighten him truthfully. A bad, lovelessly acting person will never strive for the pure truth, for he fears it since it contradicts his thinking and actions, and he only wants to acknowledge that as truth which is of use to him. And only those forces will approach him which lead him astray. And therefore a person who makes an effort to live well and right can also be convinced to think right as soon as he seriously thinks about spiritual problems. But he must first have this will to receive such enlightenment. He must not reject spiritual thoughts as soon as they arise in him. He must not remain spiritually inert and thus make every mental instruction by spiritual forces impossible, otherwise it will remain dark and lightless in him and let his earthly life pass as a mere worldly man without maturing spiritually. The will to penetrate higher knowledge must awaken in him and now also let him become mentally active. Then, however, he will make great progress to his own happiness, for knowledge always makes happy, and the more it corresponds to the truth. Right, i.e., truthful knowledge is a wealth that the human being no longer wants to do without once it has come into his possession. Right knowledge is light which has a beneficial effect on the human being who is still enclosed in darkness, and right knowledge is a gift from the spiritual world which also reaches over into the spiritual kingdom, which connects this world with the beyond. And therefore right knowledge is worth striving for. It is precious good which cannot be replaced by earthly goods. And every person can attain it as soon as he overcomes spiritual inertia, as soon as he reflects on the meaning and purpose of earthly life, on the meaning and purpose of creation and his own relationship with the Creator. For then spiritual forces come into action which instruct him and move him from the state of ignorance into the state of knowledge according to his desire. Amen.